Good morning, everyone. This is Marlene Howell on the Thursday Morning Radio Zine. And this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's gay and lesbian community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. For more information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. This morning, I'm in the studio with Ruth Kovach, who has recently published a book entitled Help Wanted, poetry that she has written and published in a variety of publications in Portland over the last few years. The book includes photos by well-known photographer Betty Lee, Matt Cummincker, and Derek Pereira. The opening music we had this morning was none other than Regina Carter playing a piece called New York Attitude, a little shout out for all of those on strike out there in cold New York this morning. But today we're going to be talking to Ruth, asking her a little bit about her book, Help Wanted, and learning a little bit more about what she's been doing in Portland. I know many of you know who Ruth is and have participated with her in various activities. But we're going to hear from the woman herself, and then she's also agreed to read a few poems from the book, Help Wanted, and we'll give you some information as well about where you can get a hold of it. So good morning, Ruth, and thank you for joining me today.
Well, good morning, Marlene. It's always good to get together with you, whether it's on the air or off the air, because you are a busy person.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Now, you've just published this book, Help Wanted, book of poetry, and I'd like to know if you could share with our listeners, Ruth, a little bit about how this book came about.
Well, actually, I feel that the media of the press and radio and reading and movies and writing, all of the media, is one of the most important aspects of movements for change. And the thing I do is write. And so I try to write whatever I can in articles and viewpoint pieces and news. And I took to writing poetry. And it started to pile up. I had all this activism poetry, and I thought I'm going to put them together in a collection and make it a coffee table book that someone had put down, and maybe someone who's not in the chorus will be at someone else's house and say, oh, these pictures are nice, I'll look this over, and they might stumble across a few of the truths I'm trying to tell.
Okay. Now, you've been a truth teller for as long as I've known you, and I know it's been much longer than that. Why don't you give our listeners here in KBOOlandia just a little brief synopsis of some of the involvements you've had over the years in activism and organizing?
Well, back in 1999, I could go all the way back to 1950 when I was in teacher strikes and in food co-ops and a few other things like that. But in 99, I went to San Francisco for a Mamiya rally, and I came back to organize the Justice for Mamiya Coalition. And as I got involved in the Portland activism community, I realized how many issues needed help, and I got more and more involved each day. And since then, I've been in quite a few groups.
And what have some of those groups been?
Well, I've been in for the Street Roots. I do some writing for the Portland Alliance. I started as a volunteer. Now I'm a board member. Portland Women's Crisis Line, I'm a board member. I go to the IWW Hall for the forums every Saturday night, and I help in scheduling some of those programs. And, of course, I continue with the work for Mamiya. I've been a member of Radical Women. I certainly have gone to whatever I could about police accountability, another subject that I think needs a lot of attention, a lot of help. And that came to me naming the collection of poems Help Wanted, because what I want is help from everyone who reads the book. I want them to participate and become a part of the activism community.
I want to share with our listeners a selection from the introduction, I should say an excerpt from the introduction of your book, Ruth, and then ask you to read a poem from it. But here is some of the introduction from Help Wanted, a book of poems by Ruth Kovach. Help Wanted. Life is a journey. Mine led me on a path that often seemed to have no direction. However, as I look back, I now see that every side trip was necessary to bring me where I am today. I hope that you will walk that path with me through these poems. I knew I had to write them for you.
Thank you. That's the introduction to the poem, which is the theme of the book, Help Wanted. And I'll begin by reading Help Wanted. This was a poem written in 99, and I was in a period of thinking that whatever was going on in the world was just bad and wrong, and some of us had to get together and work on a movement for change. Help wanted. Untear my heart, uncry my tears, unfeel my pain, unwrite the years. What's going on? Please tell me why. The evil powers have to lie. The time has come, if we are wise, to see the truth and untell the lies.
Okay, thank you. How about one more?
Well, I like this one about the homeless people. I've become very involved in homeless people and poverty by working with Street Roots and other projects I have planned. I call this one Hush Child. And, of course, I think the photos and illustrations are an important part of this book. And this one shows a child peering out of a car. In other words, that might be her home. Mommy, Mommy, I'm hungry and I can't sleep. Hush, child, try not to weep. You must sleep now, pleasant dreams. But, Mommy, Mommy, it's been days, it seems, since we had anything to eat. Hush, child, lay down in the back seat. Maybe tomorrow will be our day. Don't cry, my dear, I'll find a way. Hush, child, try to sleep. Soon morning birds will begin to peep. Ah, she sleeps now. I can go. It breaks my heart. I love her so. Someone will come along after I part. Someone who cares, who has a heart. I can't go on. No one will help me. I'm a hopeless soul, as you can see. I don't really want to die. I just have nothing else left to try. So take my child. Give her food and care. Send her to school. Buy her clothes. Brush her hair. And tell her for me. The world is good. Someday she'll see that Mommy was hungry and couldn't sleep. Remember, my love, and try not to weep.
Thank you, Ruth. Now, if you're interested in learning more about this book or in purchasing a copy of it, Ruth's phone number that she's given me permission to give out on the air is 503-282-0348. That's 503-282-0348. That's the number of Ruth Kovach if you would like to learn more about how you can how you could purchase her book entitled Help Wanted, which she's reading selections from this morning. Now, Ruth, you and I met a little while ago, and we were talking about some of the motivation for this book, and you talked about that some of the motivation had to do with your own sense of sadness and depression over so many of the issues that you see causing so much pain in the world. Could you elaborate on that a bit for our listening audience?
Well, actually, I call it my year of enlightenment. I was going through a grieving process over loss of a family member, and I thought I could just wallow in maybe a drink or a party or family life, and none of that was fulfilling. And I realized that not knowing what's going to happen is very difficult, but even more difficult is not doing anything about it, feeling of helplessness. And that's when I started saying, well, I've just got to get out there and do it, start volunteering, show up places, spread the word. And it was a very big learning experience. I was really very shaken by finding out just how bad some things are, such as our prison system and such as the hopelessness of the homeless people and hungry people, such as the lies in our history book. It was a terrible thing to let go of my belief in the red, white, and blue and the democracy that is a farce in many situations. And I just had to start writing it down.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about the photographers who are also featured in the book.
Well, there are three photographers. One of them you're pretty familiar with is Betty Lee. Betty Lee has been an activist photographer for many years, a true activist photographer. And she became interested in my project and agreed to let me use many of her photos that are shown in the book in 5x7s or larger. And there are pictures of marches throughout the country, throughout the years, and they just sort of suit the poem they're next to. Another one is Derek Piera. He's definitely a professional photographer who has his own studio, and he's been known to give a lot of photos to the Portland Alliance and other papers. But his enthusiasm for my project has really been a very great source of strength for me to continue and do this goofy thing. And Matt Kamenker, is an IWW member, a strong union person, very aware of the activism that needs to be done. And he has taken trips all over the country, and I've used some pictures from his photo collection that were nature shots, and they turned out quite well.
Now, I want to share with listeners another excerpt from your introduction and then ask you to read maybe a couple more poems. Ruth says in her introduction, "When I began to see more clearly, I only maintained sanity by attempting to do a critical analysis of exactly what was going on in my world. I had to let go of the fantasies and excuses for our society and begin to take a personal responsibility for the future." I asked Ruth to be on this program this morning because this is a public affairs segment of the KBOO Morning. And I think it's very important when we do public affairs to get in touch with the fact that there are many ways to address just what she says here, the importance of doing a critical analysis of exactly what's going on in the world. Sometimes that's done through a hard-hitting kind of reporting, and sometimes that is also done with the arts. The main thing is that we keep doing it and keep improving our level of knowledge and digging to the bottom sometimes to find the real truth and then creating the change that we so much imagine is possible.
Marlene, I hope everyone that reads this book hears me as loudly and clearly as you seem to, because that's exactly what I'm looking for, is to make people aware, to take a personal responsibility for change.
You know, when I traveled in Nicaragua a number of years ago, I was really moved by the fact that so many high government officials in the Sandinista party were also poets and published poets, and would often, you know, at public meetings read their poetry. And I could not remember a time when I had ever seen a high government official in the United States share their own poetry as a part of their political analysis. So I'm real glad to have you here this morning, even though you're not a high government official, but you're here reminding us of the essence and the essential part of the poetic voice in the revolution and in our work for change. So how about another poem, Ruth?
Okay, this one has to do with the soldiers coming back from Iraq. We count how many are killed, and that's sad. But the ones who come back, they're not free. They're not okay. Their life has changed. So I've written this, "Many Ways to Kill a Soldier." There are many ways to kill a soldier and won't be hard to find. They can crush his soul, break his spirit, or destroy his mind. First, offer him a job that calls on his pride, that feeds his family, but takes him from their side. Train him well in hate and obedience to others, especially those comrades he learns to love as brothers. Then use the fastest jets to send him far away with a promise that it's only for a year and a day. Put the gun in his hand and nourish the hate in his eyes. Fill him with patriotism and other outrageous lies. As he bombs factories from the pie in the sky, don't show him women and children who happen to die. Let him pull down the statue as he cheers the peace. Don't tell him the occupation will never cease. He can pass the days guarding prison gates or out on patrol while his bewildered family waits, watching the news of prisoners naked and abused, wondering if he is the soldier they used. They protect his health with shots called vaccines. No one explains what depleted uranium means. The jackets are too thin, the weather's too cold, the Jeep has no doors, it's patched by scrap and it's old. He sees many babies whose mothers lay dead, and he wonders why boys throw rocks at his head. A weekend pass with nowhere to go except the local porno show. Out searching for mines, it costs him an arm, but it's the ticket back home to his family and farm. He's home at last, a hero, feeling fine, because there's a rope in the basement next to his wine, or he'll find courage there in his booze, and he has that gun they taught him to use.
Oh, I just have to sigh after hearing that, Ruth. We are speaking this morning with Ruth Kovach, a local activist and organizer who has just recently published a book entitled Help Wanted, a book of poetry that includes photos by a few very well-known local photographers. Ruth also has self-published a small booklet entitled The Crisis Is Now, and it is a collection of viewpoint articles and letters to the editor that she has written, calling folks to join us in movements for change now. Now, the crisis is now is something that Ruth will actually put together for you if you call her and order a copy of it. So, again, I want to give you her phone number in case you are interested in contacting her. Her number is 503-282-0348. And she also has an email address. This is kind of lengthy, so get that pencil out. It's ruth.kovacs@worldnet.att.net. And I will read that again at the end of the program and also leave it at our front desk for you. Now, Ruth, tell us a little bit about the title of the book. How did you decide that the title for your book of poems would be called Help Wanted?
Well, I thought that the Help Wanted poem stated my position that I don't like what's happening. I can't understand why it happens, and what we have to do is untell the lies. So that's kind of the title poem. But more important, I want help from everyone that I meet or see or that reads even one word that I write. I want them to help by participating in activism. I want them to help by taking a personal responsibility for change and to participate. If you don't have the courage it takes to go to a march or to tie or chain yourself to something in an illegal action, at least show up at the march, stand on the curb, and give us a cheer, and let the other powers know that there are many of us out there who want this change.
Ruth, what kind of activism have you done over the years? I know you've been involved in marches and letter writing, but give our listeners a sense of the kind of activism and kind of what is your style of activism?
Well, I use my writing quite a bit, and Street Roots has been wonderful about publishing things, and so has the Portland Alliance, so I try to get the word out. I go to marches. I have a little arthritis, and it's hard for me to walk, but I show up at the beginning of the march. I walk a ways, and I take a shortcut over, and I bring a camera. I take the pictures for the papers that show that I was at the march if they need them. I have my camera with me in case I see anything going on that, for instance, irresponsible police behavior. I'm ready to take a picture of that and give it to whoever needs it. I print up flyers. Some of them are things that I have to say, and some of them are things that I've been handed at other marches that I think are very worthy. But I go to just about every march with at least 200 flyers. I hand them all out. Anyone who has a petition that they're getting signatures on, and I meet them at the march, I grab a hold of a board and I help them collect signatures. And I put my phone number on everything, and I it goes in waves, but sometimes when news is very hot, I get as many as 30 phone calls or 50 emails from people who saw my phone number or saw me at the march. Excuse me. And I'm trying to make the connection for them to say, participate.
Okay. Now, I want to share with our listeners one more excerpt from your introduction and then ask you to read another poem. Ruth writes in her introduction, "And so I set out to see the truth. For if we examine the truth of our history, we will understand the truth of our present. We must untell the lies." You know, Ruth, that comment right there, if we examine the truth of our history, we will understand the truth of our present, just reminds me, I went to see Good Night and Good Luck last night, the story of Edward R. Murrow and some of his work with Fred Friendly at CBS. And my gosh, so many of the things that Murrow said warning us about what kind of government we would have if we didn't become a people who questioned that government and if journalism didn't take its responsibility serious and challenge people to know what's going on. So much of what he said seem to be something we could have heard of, we could have heard just today. And then as I was leaving the movie theater, I turned on the radio in my car, and there was an announcement that the USA Patriot Act had been extended for 6 months. I thought, my God, my partner and I were commenting on, boy, isn't this ironic coming out of this film and seeing this film and hearing this up-to-date news. And now I read this in your excerpt this morning. I'm just reminded the power of history to remind us of where we are now. So thank you for reminding me of that this morning. So what's your next poem?
Well, I would add to what you've just said Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn have been a big influence on me, and they say over and over, "Until the lies," and they point at history, and I think they're great. The whole collection is not as downbeat as some of the ones I've read, so I'm going to read the grand finale poem, which is "I'm Walking the Walk." And each verse is on a different page. There's 8 pages, and all of the pictures are marches that some from Portland that people may recognize their friends in. "I'm walking the walk down Broadway. I'm taking some action today. I'm carrying a sign, 'This land is mine, and nobody's going to stand in my way.' It's been too long since I had a job. This is the day I march with the mob. I'm tired of being poor because of this damn war. I'm going to do more than whine and sob. It's true, you know, democracy is dying. I can't earn a dime, but I got to keep buying. My pockets have holes. It's a joke at the polls. When they give us good news, they're lying. It costs NYC lots of dough for thousands of police in a row, but that was the day they didn't get in our way because we were telling the truth that we know. Come join me out in the street where we in the movement will meet. Come one and all, time to answer the call. We'll chant to a joyful drumbeat. They'll see and hear we're more than a few. We've got courage and unity too. Show capitalists how we're together now. We're going to tell the world what is true. I'm walking the walk down Broadway. I'm taking some action today. I'm carrying a sign, this place is mine, and nobody's going to stand in my way."
Okay, you've just been listening to Ruth Kovach reading from her book titled Help Wanted. And Ruth, where will listeners be able to pick up a copy of this book?
Actually, for now, I think they have to either email or telephone me. Tonight I am going to, it's a beautiful pizza where several people on the team, the photographers and I, who are happy because I was just delivered from the printer last night, and we'll be hanging out there from 7 to 9. And there's a fine young man, a 14-year-old jazz performer, that will be enjoyable listening, as well as greeting some of the people that have been in this project.
And could people pick up a copy there?
And I'll have copies with me there.
Okay, so it's a beautiful pizza over on Belmont.
On Belmont, around 35th
tonight.
Or 6th.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And I have contact.
Hang on a minute. That's tonight.
Tonight, 7 to 9.
Tonight, 7 to 9. It's a beautiful drop by, get a slice, listen to a little jazz, pick up a copy of Ruth's Help Wanted. And if we can't make it tonight, where else might we be able to get it?
Well, the phone number or the email address that you are giving is a good way. And I have several contacts with bookstores, but I don't like to announce that it's a sure thing till I get the date, and I've been waiting for the delivery of the printing. But I'll be placing it in several of the bookstores.
Okay, the usual suspects, we might say.
The usual suspects, right.
The independent bookstores
right.
in town, is that
And
what
when once
at?
It's placed okay. there, I'll probably have an evening of a reading and be able to sign copies and have my team there, too.
Okay. Ruth, do you have any particularly favorite poets that you look to for inspiration and guidance in some of the political work you do?
You know, that's what I have to confess is strange about me writing a poetry book. I'm not really into poetry that much. I haven't read much. I haven't written much. But finally, I found out that as I wrote long articles that were anywhere from 400 to 800 to 1,200 to 1,500 words, that I had to learn to cut. And a couple times, I just made sort of outlines of an issue, and I realized, that's almost a poem. And I started working on it, and that's what led to me writing the poetry. But you know, I've read the standard people, and I always liked E.E. Cummings for one. And I try not to read too much of other people's poems because I don't want to start imitating them. I want each of my poems to be individual and by Ruth.
Okay. Now, something we haven't mentioned to listeners, and unfortunately we don't have a keyboard in here, but Ruth is is a pianist. And many of these poems in Help Wanted are very lyrical, and that would only be expected from someone who is a musician and has that musician sensibility in terms of how you see the world and how you feel the world.
Well, that's great you remembered that. I still go to the Merrill Hurst Piano Ensemble class, and we perform 3 times a year and so on. Yeah, I keep, and I have piano students. I keep very busy in my music also. That's in my spare time.
Spare time, okay. Well, that must be something that helps sustain your soul for the struggle, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. As we're just about to wrap up here, do you want to make just a couple of comments quickly about The Crisis Is Now, your other booklet?
Well, The Crisis Is Now is divided into 2 sections. The first half are calls to action, and the other half is hunger in Portland. And most of the articles in them have been printed in Street Roots or the Portland Alliance. And the calls to action are typical articles that say, get yourself out of your chair and come out and join us. And we don't have time to read one, but the titles of some that might give you an idea of what I'm writing about would be, Are You an Activist? Or I Wish I Had the Courage? Or Where is the Outrage? And The Hunger in Portland are all about the hunger problem in Portland.
Okay. So again, we've been speaking with Ruth Kovach, local activist. She has just published a book entitled Help Wanted. It will be available tonight at It's a Beautiful Pizza. And we will leave her phone number and email address if you would like to contact her about getting it just by getting in touch with her. And it will be available in local bookstores later on. And we're going to go out now with a little bit more of New York Attitude by Regina Carter. But thank you again, Ruth, for joining me today on the Thursday Morning Radio Zine.
And thanks for having me, Marlene.